their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day on this broadcast. Let me remind you, the format of this broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, we talk about the issue, and invite you to call in, give your opinions, your thoughts, what you found and what you believe, and how you stand. It's always a joy to hear you and your position and allow you to ask questions and allow us to give answers and responses to that. As we face the issues, we look for you to place your call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, our telephone lines will open. We'll invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking about today how to identify a Christian American. Let me pause. Let that sink in. How to identify a Christian American. I have reviewed several major articles. What is the meaning of a Christian nationalist? You know, that term's been used by the Marxist media, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, as a demeaning, name for Christians. If we love our flag, if we are patriotic, if we stand for truth, if we stand for the Word of God, if we stand for what is beneficial and positive for our nation, we're Christian nationalists. And it's supposed to be a demeaning term. A better framework of that is it possible for a Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party member to be a Christian American? Is it possible? We're going to talk about the pros and cons of that today. And I remind you, in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, the Bible says, woe, it's God speaking. The word woe means calamity. So Isaiah 5:20 says, woe or calamity unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Listen, God pronounces calamity upon all of those who do, as is found in Isaiah 5:20. What is it they do? They call evil. That word evil is the translation from the word poneros, means wicked, rotten, worthless, bad, demonic, who call evil good. The word good is the word kalos, meaning honorable, honoring God, good, and calling good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, reversing everything that we hold to as being biblical morals and ethics and values, and reversing those to make it look as though the opposite of biblical values and ethics and morals are the things that's good. Let me give you an example of that. There's a mindset in the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party that applauds murder by way of abortion. Yet God's word says, thou shalt not kill. It's murder. So we're going to talk about the pros and cons of what is a Christian nationalist? Are you a Christian nationalist? Are you afraid of that term? Does it bother you that they try to parallel a Christian nationalist with nationalism that was found in Germany under Adolf Hitler, and say that if you're a Christian nationalist, they're comparing you to Adolf Hitler? That's what they're doing. That's the mindset. That's the modus operandi. So as we're talking about that today, let me remind you that we'll look at events taking place locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally, globally, through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it God's truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaration of the truth of the word, the Bible. "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117:2, says the truth of the Lord will endure forever. Now it may look as though we've lost the battle, and sometimes here on this earth it is viewed that way. But listen, we win in the end. We have the victory in the end. For every child of God, for every Christian that stands for the flag, every Christian that stands for the Word of God, every Christian that stands for the truth of the Word of God, for every Christian that stands for our nation and for the right to pray and for the freedom of speech and the religious liberties and the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, as we stand for those issues and first and foremost standing for the Word of God, we're Christian nationalists. I don't mind telling you, I admit, can I use a statement? It's poor grammar, but it makes a point. I admit that I'm a Christian nationalist because I are one. It is amazing to me, number of churches, number of Christians, number of pastors that shy away from that term, and they're afraid to stand for the flag. They're afraid to stand for prayer in public places. They're afraid to pray over the meal in a restaurant and others see you. Fear of being identified as a Christian, especially if you're a Christian and you vote for Donald J. Trump. If you're a Christian and you stand for the morals, ethics, and values that the Trump administration is now pushing striving to achieve in our nation, I'm thankful that I can say that I stand for God. I stand for the flag. I stand for the Word of God, the Bible. I stand for truth. And yet, I'm not afraid to say that I stand for the party, the political party that stands for the Word of God, that will stand for saying no to murder by way of abortion, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to truth. But it's the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It is so unique. It is so unusual. It is so different for a person to stand up for truth that is viewed as being, that must be, that's aberrant, that's wrong. There's something wrong with what he's saying. No, when we stand for truth, we many times are standing alone, especially in a society that we're in today, where the 55% of the younger age group, called the millennials, 55% of them say this: most younger Americans, this is headline, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's no absolute truth, what do you use as a barometer, a point of demarcation? What do you use as a perimeter to determine is something truthful, is something a lie? There's got to be a centrality to truth. This is the reason the Word of God is truth. Thy word is truth, the Scripture says. But may I say to you, we have faltered and fallen in the era in which we're living from our pulpits. I'm going to pause for a moment. We've faltered and we've fallen. And it starts with our pulpits in America. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Listen to what DeMint says. The truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. End quote. I couldn't have stated that better. because we have faltered and faltered and failed to be the salt and light in the society that God's called us to be as churches, as Christians in particular, in our nation. We have faltered. We have defaulted. And as a result of the fault from the Christian church and from Christians, and especially being promulgated from the pulpits in our nation, we're reaping the whirlwind of the harvest, reaching the harvest of the whirlwind of what's been sown for about 60 years. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand for truth. I like the quote from Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Now listen, when I say that, and I use that quote just about every day, I'm not agreeing with all of his theology and his doctrines of that era. There are many of them that I disagree with. But what I do agree with is this statement. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. It's an impossibility to take a half-truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. We need to be willing to defend the whole truth, even if it means death. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the further we get into the last of the last days, as we are now, the more you're going to see the attacks coming. And as right now, for example, as President Trump turns up the heat in relationship to DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, that heat is turned up, we're going to find more and more that's going to run from the truth, deceive, and try to deceive you and every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in America. I'm thankful to see what President Trump is doing. I'm thankful to see that he's chosen to use Elon Musk. Now, I don't agree with all that Musk says, don't agree with all that Musk does, but I'm thankful that he is the head that Trump is using to unfurl, to uncover and discover and to reveal and show forth waste, fraud, and abuse in our governmental system. And right now it's about to hit the fan on both sides of the aisle, because Elon Musk is about to examine how some people in the House and the Senate can go in, as with AOC, they couldn't pay a tax bill of about, I think it was $1,600 to $1,900. And now she's worth over $20 million. How did that happen? How does a person get wealthy and she draws her salary, it's about $174,000 a year. How does a person get wealthy, mega millionaire, with that kind of salary? Take $174,000, you pay your overhead, your living expenses, food, clothing, and shelter at the cost of the D.C. area. And you take that figure, subtract those things from it. You cannot accumulate $20 million in 4 or 5 years. So you think that it's been tough? You think that it's been confrontational? You think that the Democrats have gone haywire? Just watch the next several weeks as Elon Musk uncovers, pulls the scab off, starts peeling the onion in relationship to where this wealth is coming from. And I frankly believe that it's not just going to be on the Democrat side. I believe it's going to be on both sides of the aisle in relationship to the theft and the being bribed and paid off by the lobbyists, et cetera, et cetera. And it must stop. And so I'm praying that this will help stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, and Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find it? Where is it? Located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said at the outset of the monologue, that there's the text that I go on as to identify what's happening in America today, what's taking place in the upper echelons of society, what's taking place today in what the Bible calls civil government. That is the political system today. God created civil government, ladies and gentlemen. You go to Genesis chapter 9 and find that that's the first mention of God's creation of civil government. God created civil government, and civil government, he gave them the civil government the authorization to carry out capital punishment. If you take a life, your life is going to be called for. By the way, we have forgotten that. We've left that, and state after state after state has formed legislation that makes it unconstitutional for them and or illegal for that state to take a person's life if they've taken a life. This is the reason we find so much chaos, confusion, calamity, and rape, mayhem, and murder in America today. We fail to follow God's principle and God's plan in God's civil government. And according to Romans chapter 13, civil government is designed by God, created by God, authorizing humanity to have government, and that government's purpose is to prosecute evil and protect good. This is the reason I stated that Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 is the reverse of what God has created. And it points out the last days. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, put bitterness for sweet and sweet for bitterness. God pronounces calamity upon those. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when you see God has already predetermined woe, W-O-E, which is better translated calamity, upon those that carry out acts like that. So we can look at the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party that's carrying out acts like that. And God says, calamity, calamity, calamity. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. Call 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'd like for you to join in this dialogue and discussion today. Two or three questions I'll throw out to you. Is it possible for a Democrat to be a Christian patriot? Is it possible? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, for a Christian to say, I'm a Democrat, what Democrats believe in, what they embrace, what they handle and what they do, their platform, their philosophies, and what they're promulgating even today? Can you, if you're a Christian and you're listening, can you identify with that and call yourself a Democrat? Now, I understand that being a Christian is far more than making a party decision of Democrat or Republican. There are faults and failures and frailties in the Republican side of the platforms also. But one of the major, major, major things I'm talking about are those issues that the Democrats stand for. Ladies and gentlemen, in reality, the most of those living in America today are simply confused. The Marxist media, the woke culture, especially coming out of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party today, and the media, the Democratic Party, using that term Christian nationalist for the Christian, especially those if you followed President Trump. Today, the title Christian nationalist, ladies and gentlemen, is meant to demean. It's meant to silently, easily, gently, kind of in a facade, it is designed to undermine the Christian, to try to silence the Christian, to prevent the Christian from standing for life. If you're a Christian nationalist, ladies and gentlemen, as a Christian nationalist, as I understand it, love to hear from if you differ. Love to hear from if you are a Christian nationalist, as I understand it. We stand for life, not abortion, murder. We stand for the flag, willing to stand and pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Standing for morals and ethics and values. And ladies and gentlemen, listen. As a Christian nationalist, as a Christian, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we stand against transgenderism. We stand against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We stand against the murder by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't straddle the line. There's got to be a decision. I think it's time in America that we draw the line between morals and ethics and values and that which is immoral, unholy, ungodly, unbiblical, and that is deleterious for our nation as a whole. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question and comment, please.
Yeah, I think it's great that, no Democrat could be a, if you stand for abortion and all the abominations they stand for, you can't be calling yourself a Christian. And a Democrat calling yourself a Christian stand for all that mess, abortions and letting the illegal devils cross across the border, unvetted. But, I think it's a wise decision that President Trump put Elon Musk in charge of the efficiency program He's worth $500 billion. What's he going to do, try to rip off the government like the rest of these Democrat devils are?
Kevin, it's strange that you mention that, because some of these paid demonstrators that's marching with the little signs, and some of them hand-painted and some commercially made, but all of them saying the same thing. Elon Musk is going to steal our money. Elon Musk is going to take our Social Security. Elon Musk is going to take our Medicaid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is a lie, but listen, the general public, here's the problem, Kevin. The general public does not understand the depth and the breadth behind the scene of what this move is about and what the modus operandi is and what they're attempting to accomplish. They want to deceive that. Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party stands for deception, and it stands for deception, and it stands for deception also. That's just simply my narrow-minded thought of it, if you want to call it absolutely. That. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm praying every day that God destroys and wipes the Democratic Party off the face of this nation. Hardcore, and I think every Christian out there should pray the same thing. Because they're destroying our country, whole stock and barrel. But just, you know, it's April 1st day, right? April Fool's Day. So January 1st, they call God the new year, right? Well, that's not God's new year. When is Yahweh's new year? Yahweh's new year is 15 days before Passover. Passover is April 12th. March 30th, this last Sunday, was God's new year. Happy New Year, Yahweh. Right around April Fool's Day is God's New Year.
Yeah.
The whole world's been deceived by Satan. Yeah, go ahead.
We could call it April Fool's Day with what's taking place in D.C. with the hair on fire with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party and what they're doing. They're accusing President Trump of being an oligarch. They're accusing President Trump of wanting to be a dictator. And yet at the same time, you know, the old cliche, and this does not have the connotation that some might, but back in my era, when you had a potbelly stove and you had iron pitcher and an iron utensils on top of the stove, it was the pot and the kettle. And there used to be a term back in my era, the pot calling the kettle black. It's what the Democrats are doing today. In fact, somebody said, if you want to know what is right and what is the correct direction, listen to what the Democrats are saying is wrong, and what they're saying is wrong is usually what is right. This is the reason I think that Isaiah 5:20 identifies so clearly, so definitively, so absolutely what the Democratic Party is doing and the modus operandi that they're using. By the way, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the Bible open, but in that text it says that we're to pray for all people, especially those that rule over you. And so I say that we're to pray for presidents, potentates, prime ministers, etc. And then in verse 3 said, so that you might live a quiet and peaceable life. So I believe that, in fact, my prayer is, back years and years and years, was God remove Joe Biden. God replace him somehow, some way. God give us freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Let's go back to our Constitution and for our Bill of Rights and for what the Word of God says. God give that to us. And I believe that's the kind of prayer we need to see. We need to be praying, God, protect President Trump. God give him wisdom. God protect his life. God continue to use him to peel the onion, to take the scab off and reveal what is wrong and what is being done, that we might correct it before we lose our nation. Kevin, one other thing.
Yeah, Dr.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I think every Christian right now should be praying hardcore for this country, because we got the man in the position and the presidency. We should pray in hardcore for God to use us to wipe this evil off the face of this nation. Hardcore. Fast and pray your guts off. Hardcore. Because this devil's got to be wiped off the face of our nation, man.
Kevin, it's what the scripture calls praying without ceasing. And you touch on that. Let me remind you of this so our listeners will know. Here in the state of Florida, we've got an election taking place today. And in Wisconsin, there's an election taking place for Supreme Court justice. One is uber left and one is uber right. And the key to that, Supreme Court in Wisconsin, the reason it affects us and should affect us, and we should be concerned about it and praying about it today, is if the uber left judge wins the seat in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court, they're up right now. There's a case coming before the Supreme Court for redistricting. if the Supreme Court justice, it is up for election now, if the uber liberal goes in, they will vote for redistricting in Wisconsin. And in doing so, it will give them two more House seats, give them two more representatives. And that's what they're wanting. That's the only reason they've already spent almost $100 million. They, the George Soros group, and the dark money for the Democrats have already spent almost $100 million for that election. You might say, well, why is it so important for a state Supreme Court? Because that's the goal behind it. It's not just for the state. It's for what it'll give them the opportunity for in the House of Representatives. And secondly, here in the state of Florida, with out in the panhandles in Pensacola replacing Getz and the other one replacing Waltz here on the East Coast, the whole bottom line is that those two seats, if we lose one of them, if we lose both of them, and when I say we, the Republican conservatives, if we lose that, then Trump's the balance of the Trump administration will be nullified. So it deserves our serious prayer today, ladies and gentlemen, for praying for those two elections, the one in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court justice and the ones here in the state of Florida for the two seats. Amen. So, Kevin, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. God bless you. Keep praying. Keep looking up. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
I agree with Kevin. Good morning. I believe I agree with Kevin all the way. But I'm going to tell you, a Democrat, and if you vote for Democrats, you don't lost your ever loving mind. If you see what's happening in our United States of America, our republic, and that's not a democratic republic, it's a republic. And they like to use, oh, he's going to destroy America. He El Duce. And stupid stuff like that. He Hitler. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, this man trying to straighten us out, straighten our country back out the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. We need to pray and keep praying for Trump, because I don't believe that Trump, I'm not deifying Trump, not putting Trump on a pedestal that he's God, but I believe God has so ordained that he is the one that has the spine, the backbone, the tenacity, and the love for America, that he is the man of the hour. And I believe, Kenneth, and I believe this with everything in me, I believe God has divinely intervened again, as he did in 2016, putting Trump in office. He's done so to give us a reprieve, a four-year reprieve, to see if America will change, if America will turn back to God, if America will heed the Word of God and be faithful to the Scripture. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's got to be a Christian, that everybody's got to pray 14 times a day. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm talking about turning back to God from morals, ethics, and values as America was founded on, that we might once again have that foundation that is godly, that honors God. You see, the Scripture says in the last days, perilous times will come. That means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, destructive. And it says that men will have lovers of self more than lovers of God. This is exactly what we see happening today. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer, it deserves our constant attention. Yes.
And can I say this one thing?
Yes, go
ahead. Okay, in the Word of God, he said, in the last days, evil will be called good, and good, evil. Am I right?
That's exactly right. That's where we are. That's what's happening. And some people might disagree, but that's your prerogative. But I believe that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, that I would put on in a position of fulfilling what God said in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, calling good evil and evil good, calling sweet sour and sour sweet, etc., etc. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But that's where we are today, and it's coming out of the Socialist Marxist left, the woke culture that we're living in, that's trying to demean Christians and trying to silence those of us that will stand for truth and standing for our nation and standing for Trump and standing for the flag. If we stand for any of those things, we're called a Christian nationalist today, which is supposed to be a demeaning term, but I accept that with honor. I'm a Christian nationalist. I stand for our nation.
Sir.
I stand for the biblical truth. So we need to keep standing, keep praying, keep looking up, Kenneth. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break, but hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine.